Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from a national opinion survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind helping us out with that survey?
What is this survey about?
Yeah, it's about the current politics of the nation and also the negative effects of drugs on the community.
Okay, and what could...
It won't take long. Should we get started?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. We really appreciate this. Okay, let's get started. First question, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? No? Okay, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will
I don't
you
know yet.
Okay. So you would say a 50-50 chance?
You could say 50-50.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Other.
Okay. That's and though, would you mind telling us your age?
55.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number in between 0 and 10, okay? So the first issue is, making housing more affordable.
A 10.
Thank you. Second one. Fighting racism and discrimination.
A 10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
A 10.
Okay. And reducing crime and gun violence.
A 10.
Thank you. Next question. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two of these, okay? The first one is opioids and fentanyl. The second one is cigarettes. The third one is vaping. The fourth one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. The fifth one, marijuana and other cannabis products. The sixth one, alcohol. And the seventh one, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Okay. Go back over them one more time.
Yeah, which one or the following do you feel, up to your opinion, is having the most negative impact on the African American?
Vaping.
Okay. You can choose two, or just one.
Vaping and
Or you can just choose that one.
No, vaping and with fentanyl.
Okay, fentanyl. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support. abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm and reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I don't know. That's a wide assumption. I don't know.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. And we only have three products. The first product is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Well, what you want me to tell you about it?
So these are your three options. If you are very familiar with that product, somewhat familiar.
Oh, I know about it. I know about vape.
So you would say somewhat familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, heat not burn tobacco products.
Somewhat familiar.
And the third one, oral nicotine pouches.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say it is the primary reason for these changes? So we have four reasons here, and you got to tell me which one do you think is the primary reason. The first one is more government restrictions and bans. The second one, cost of smoking has gone up. The third one, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. And the fourth one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising.
I would say number three.
Okay, number three. Thank you. Now, I am going to read to you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of you agree with more. So the first statement says, Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternative to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which are... B?
Yeah.
Okay, statement B. And would you say you somewhat agree with it or strongly agree with it?
Correct.
I'll say I agree with it.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Nothing. Both of them are bad.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I am going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these, to smoke about these less harmful alternatives, and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. So do you, you gotta give me a number between 0 and 10.
Five.
Thank you. This is the other statement. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention education or and our prevention education and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible.
A five.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement here, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans each year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction to playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
Number
five. Five, okay. Thank you. All right, let's go. Sometimes over the course of the... There's two more questions. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation products, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Now, what you're saying to me is, would you think if whatever they're doing would increase the health populations of the Black community?
Yes. Would you agree or disagree?
I'll go with five, somewhat.
Okay. Okay, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products?
No.
So this is a yes or no, right? So, cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
I don't smoke and I don't do anything with tobacco.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, postgraduate, master's?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widowed?
Free.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Come again?
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Wealthy.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's a mixture.
A mixture, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
All three.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or somebody else?
Don't care to comment.
Okay. And if you, if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
It's your own Trump.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have yourself a great night, okay? Take care. Bye-bye. Damn, that was a fucking hard fucking lady. Oh, my God.